This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, speaking of racing, and we got Steve Zottke, host of the Final Inspection Show on our flagship station out of Milwaukee, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Steve, how you doing?
Excellent, sir. How about you?
I'm doing well. It was a good weekend, all in all. The big announcement coming out of Road America was the fact that they have a contract extension now. IndyCar is going to be here for at least three more years, which was kind of a nice feather in the cap to the weekend.
It certainly does, and it bodes well for the series that they lock in Road America, because basically behind the Indianapolis 500 and the Long Beach Grand Prix, it's their third most attended race on the series.
So the race itself over the weekend, I mean, there was a lot of, you know, stuff going on around the track, and obviously, but the race itself, what a solid race. And then, which was really, the race itself might have been somewhat overshadowed by the weird celebration when Josef Newgarden gets into the crowd, starts spraying the crowd with champagne, and the bottle gets taken by some woman fan, and she starts spraying him.
Yeah, I got a kick out of that. She was enjoying herself, and you know, Joseph was a good trooper doing that, and you know, he didn't freak out. And, you know, what kind of made it interesting is, you know, sometimes in that situation, maybe security of that can maybe overreact.
Mm-hmm.
You could, she was having fun, and it wasn't malicious in any way, so they kind of just let it, you know, happen
right.
Naturally. And he got it back. It was a lot of fun.
You know, it was interesting because over the weekend, we were talking about, you know, NASCAR, and we've been, because obviously we open up with racing during, you know, the Daytona 500, and you've watched the ratings, you've watched the popularity of NASCAR somewhat take a tumble. In the meantime, you look at the ratings, and you look at the numbers for IndyCar, and you wonder why it's not that they're going skyrocketing up, but they've been pretty steady, and they've been on the come. And then you see, I'm walking through the paddock, and you see the interaction with a guy like Mario Andretti just walking around. And anybody that asked him for a picture or an audio, sure, no problem. I mean, there's no standoff. And this is like royalty, you know? And all the drivers were like that. Graham Rahal sitting over there in the what do they call it, the woods or whatever, the trees, I think, is over there in the motorhomes. Just sitting outside, signing autographs. People are walking by. Sure, can come on over, you know. I mean, he took a little bit of privacy. These guys are so unbelievably accessible. No wonder fans feel close to him.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a while, too, kind of emphasizing that and meeting with the fans and whatnot. And with somebody like Mario, yeah, he's an absolute rock star. I mean, when he walks through, you know, I had a buddy of mine, his son was with me, and I'm thinking, you know, here you are. You were born, you were born like 8 years after he retired, and here we are, and you know who he is, and you know how such a, what a big name he is, and you weren't even around when he was still driving. But, you know, he is just, when you walk through the paddock, it's just amazing, the reaction and the love that the fans show for him.
Then you, the race itself, you look at Road America and it, again, put on a spectacular display, and it, you know, makes the state of Wisconsin obviously extremely proud. But the racing itself, they don't carry, it was interesting because they don't carry a field of 30 to 40, even 45 cars. It's a small field of 23. Do you like it that way? Do you like it smaller?
Well, it's interesting because in the past, there was a little bit of concern with, you know, there were 22 car fields, but there was only six or seven teams. However, over the last couple of years, Team Penske and Ganassi have actually reduced their cars, their teams from four to two car teams, and there's been an addition for a couple of teams, such as Carlin Racing and Yukos Racing, which has stepped up from the Indy Lights division, and then Bilardi, who's a Wisconsin-based team. They actually stepped up and teamed up with Michael Shank Racing for the Indianapolis 500. And all those owners are 50 and younger. So it bodes well that there's some youth on the ownership side of things in IndyCar, which I think is actually a little very, very, very good for the sport at this point. When you, you know, you look at Roger Penske, looks fantastic, but he's 80 years old, and AJ Foyt's 83, and Chip Ganassi just turned 60 or 61. So, you know, unfortunately, we're all getting older, aren't we?
Yeah, it was interesting because I was told, I didn't actually see it, but I was told national news was made when we had Tony Kanaan in studio last week, and he said to the world, he said, this is my last contract. I got 2 years left. I've told AJ Foyt I'm done after this. He kind of announced his retirement on the program. So, you know, you've got still young guys. You've still got the Graham Rahals of the world and the Marco Andretti's and such, and those storied names, but some of the popular guys, they're getting up there in years, and a guy like Tony Kanaan says 2 more years, and that's it.
Right, and then, you know, you have a guy like Joseph Newgarden, who's only, I think, 26 years old, kid from Nashville, and, you know, just he is so good with the fans and with the media. And then also like James Hinchcliffe, who was doing that Honda commercial earlier this year, and he looked like like he could be a spokesman full-time. That could be his full-time job. He was just so smooth and natural. So they're definitely, you know, trying to raise their level and with the public.
So with the win yesterday, last year Newgarden comes in second. He's a runner-up, and then he just began to tear up IndyCar. Do you think this is, again, a repeat of what we saw last year out of Newgarden?
It could be, because you were looking at Will Power. You know, he won the 2 races in Indianapolis. He was leading the points going into Detroit and is just running awful luck. He leaves Road America in 5th place. So there's a definitely ebb and flow within the points. And unfortunately for Will Power, he's kind of on the outside looking in. But it looks like it's going to be between Newgarden and Dixon for the championship.
Steve, good to see you. It was a great race weekend. Unfortunately, one thing, it did end on a sad note. Sprint car racer Jason Johnson of Eunice, Louisiana, passes away in Beaver Dam. And the Wisconsin race world is highlighted at Beaver Dam Raceway because of this. Not that it was their fault or anything. It's just that, you know, you had a really great race weekend for IndyCar. And then, obviously, the Beaver Dam Raceway was highlighted as well because of the death. And anytime you have anything like that happening in the world of racing, it throws a pall all over everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was a very sad situation, especially with Jason, because he was a very popular driver amongst the fans. And he had won the Knoxville Nationals in 2016. And just a sad situation for him. But unfortunately, with sprint car racing, those cars, I mean, it's amazing how fast they can go on, you know, on the short tracks and dirt tracks, but unfortunately, it is still a part of racing.
Yeah, Johnson, the second driver in 4 years to pass from injuries suffered in a sprint car crash at the Third Mile Clay Track. So, not the best of news coming out of Beaver Dam, but nevertheless, sprint cars are a different animal. We've known that for a long time, and mm-hmm. We've seen it for a long time, and. And that's something where you're not even really holding the track. You're just praying you don't let go of the track, so to speak, when you race those sprint cars.
Yeah, it is definitely for men out there. They're a special breed to race the sprint cars, the ones with the wings and the ones without the wings.
Yep, no doubt.
You know, it's incredible to watch, but unfortunately sometimes this thing happens.
Good stuff, Steve. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, man, okay?
Appreciate it, and thanks for having me on, Bill.
Absolutely, buddy. Good to see you. There you go. That is our buddy Steve Zottke, host of the Final Inspection Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, out of Milwaukee. Good to talk to him. See him up at the racetrack again this weekend as well. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.